Hello, it is me, the Pete, from thepete.com. You're listening to the PeteCast FM. Yes, I keep pretending there's going to be the PeteCast TV video version, but until I can learn to better groom myself in the morning, it's not going to happen. Anyway, just a quick update. 5 minutes here on Audio Boo. It's cold in New York. It's now 33 degrees as I look at my Forecast Fox widget in the status bar of Firefox. It's just freaking cold. And it hasn't snowed yet, but it's been threatening. We've seen some flurries. It's been interesting because it's gotten colder earlier. Like last year, it was... I don't want to say hot, but it was warm and muggy, right? My sort of touchstone is always Halloween night, because I always remember where I am on Halloween for some reason. Not that I'm a big party guy, but, you know, I tend to remember anyway. So last year on Halloween, we were out in Brooklyn at this new steampunk club thing that had opened there, and a couple friends of ours were, and I just remember sweating on the way home. Because it was like rainy and kind of foggy and just muggy and gross. This year it was cold, and we were indoors and we stayed home and played it safe because it was cold. And it did get warmer for a few days after that, but then it got really cold again. And it just kept getting colder and colder and colder, and it's essentially went from kind of quasi-autumny to super hot or super cold, and like from the 60s 40s in a couple of days. It was a real fast drop, or 50s rather, 10 degrees, and then, you know, within a week it was down to the 40s, and now it's in the, the 30s, where it's been for about a week. This is exciting, isn't it? This has nothing to do with my website or any of my websites. Anyway, it's been a little schizophrenic on this end because of finished up NaNoWriMo, which is National Novel Writing Month. That was awesome. Very happy with that. I have to edit it quickly because it's actually going to be a Christmas present for somebody. So I'm in a bit of a rush. and a DVD I'm burning has just finished. Got to find a job. That's a fun thing. That makes doing the web stuff harder, and that's actually been slowing me down a little bit. So if you know anybody who needs a videographer here in New York, send them my way, will you? thepete.com/a/thecontact. That's my URL shortener, the A. Put the A on the end, and then there you go. I mean, you can't use it. Only I can use it. Sorry. What else have I got going on the website? Aiming towards doing more Jay the Pal stuff, so check out jay.thepal.us if you don't know who Jay the Pal is. 666 Cast is going strong on a weekly, sometimes more than weekly basis. Check that out at site666.com. And if you feel like clicking on any Google ads around, that would be awesome, because click helps, especially if you see something about money or mortgages or banks or loans or credit or any of that. Those are things to click on. If you ever see those kinds of ads on any blog you visit, any website you visit, and you want to support that blog, click on those links. Click on those ads, rather, Google ads. Let's see, what else? Still trying to get minirevs.com going. I have it up, and it's got a bunch of reviews on there, but I still have a whole bunch of reviews to post from my old blog, which is, you can find it at yeold.thepete.com. That's Y-E-O-L-D-E. Excuse me, what else am I getting? Oh, don'tlike.com, which is spelled like don't like without the vowels, D-N-T-L-K.com, where you can not like things or don't like things. There's also fu.org, E-F-F-Y-O-U. Check that out for a weekly wag of the finger, like Colbert style, I guess, of various things and people I don't like. Please suggest some if there's anyone you think deserves an FU. I think that's pretty much all I have time for. I can't believe I babbled on so long for the weather. Apologies. Thanks for listening. Not a big sacrifice for 5 whopping minutes, but this has been The Pete for thepete.com and other websites. Please stop by the site and see what's going on. Thank you very much for listening. Have a lovely time of the day wherever you are in the world. Yeah. the beat's on and off.